Well, there we are. Good morning. Welcome to the April meeting of the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee. We see that all the members are present today. And we will begin with...
It's all for your benefit, you know.
Is that it? I have to say something. This is extremely... For those who've been watching these proceedings on television for a long, long time now, it's going to look a little bit different, the seating arrangement here today. And I have to say, this is obviously... you hear the timidity in my voice, because to sit here after having had a decade of leadership by Ed is certainly... everyone else, feel free to chime in. You know, I'm only following along with the pattern. So... thank you for this opportunity, and I hope we get this, or I get this at least right. I know you all do fine all the time. What we have here is the public comment period, and I see there's a member of the public, so, okay, public comment.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Vesterfeld, resident of Morro Bay. This morning, first and foremost, want to wish Paul Tweed, a member of AGP Video, who's not doing too well in the hospital, and we wish him all the best in his future. Obviously, I'm here for the car show. I'll let you know that. I think you're going to be talking about that here. It's coming here. And as you know, the car show started by promoting these people to come in town strictly for the businesses. Through the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, and the youth group, the Police Explorers, there is residual monies there. The idea is not exactly to make as much money as possible to distribute. The whole idea is to bring business in for the merchants at this time of the year. And obviously with a lot of events that are coming now, and it's getting more difficult and challenging for the businesses to help promote all these events. For example, there's three major events in a row. And of course, that is really helping out the city of Morro Bay. I wish that we could get as much cooperation from the city council to promote the businesses here, and such as this committee. And I got to thank you an awful lot as a citizen for giving up your time and to promote the city of Morro Bay and all of us business. So if anybody's out there would like to donate $25 for a trophy sponsorship, truly would appreciate it. And thank you for all your efforts. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's a good question.
Had we not, this was an item, and I'm not seeing it, but had it been on a previous agenda to have, it's on there. See, they aren't bifocals. I know it's there.
It's under new business.
Ah, oh, there it is. Okay, cruising car. Yes, and I think that we will, I don't know if we can make Ken wait around all morning until we get to that part of the thing, but would certainly... is it possible to move that discussion up earlier while he's here from the car show to talk about it? Any objection to?
Yeah, you can't. I had a question for him in case he doesn't need to hang out. Ken, where are you standing on trophies right now? Do you know?
You know, I really don't know. Danny Tope Rogers has taken over that this year and is doing a splendid job. She has been walking business to business. We have had as high as 238 sponsors of trophies in the past. Last year we fell down a little bit, or I let it fall down a little bit, and we're hoping to pick that back up this year. So I think we have just a little over 100 trophies. We have 500, and we're ordering over 500 trophies. Each car will get a trophy or a plaque this year. It seemed to win over very well last year with the car crews, and so... anything will help.
So what you're saying is that every we get a report from John, find out how we're sitting on the budget, and because we are nearing the, you know.
Yeah, I just see that in here too. All right.
And maybe we could even do more than one.
Fair enough. Heather?
You know, I wanted to make another public comment if we're finished with the car show discussions. Many of you, most of you, should know that April 28th, the Celebrate Morro Bay Parade is going to be coming to Morro Bay at 10 a.m. starting at Piney Way and going down Morro Bay Boulevard. And that is going to start the Kite Festival, which we're all very excited about, the first annual Kite Festival. But we are happy to be moving the Celebrate Morro Bay Parade to the morning of April 28th. So if everyone wants to come on out and have some fun, we'd love that.
Thank you. All right. Seeing that concludes I guess, public comment. I know the mayor told me someone, well, she'd send a memo, someone was interested in coming to talk about the fishing culture as a tourism vehicle, but I don't see anyone today, so I guess that will be...
They're probably fishing.
I would guess. For another time, we move on to approval of the minutes. Anyone have any comments about the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second that.
Any comment? I did notice one thing. I somehow thought that it was just the idea was that it said that Member Osgood nominated me to serve as the chairman. I thought it was Mr. Biagini who made the nomination, but perhaps in my sudden shock over the news, I was mistaken. But
no, it was me.
It was you. All right. Well. All right. Seeing no further comments, then
I was right behind her, though.
Okay. It was definitely the 1-2 punch. Any comments? Seeing none, then, do we have vote approval of the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So done. And that brings us to the Visitor Center's report.
Well, good morning, and congratulations to you, David. A lot happening with the Chamber. I don't even know where to begin. I guess we should go over some of the... figures that we have from the Visitor Center, the activity report. Pretty much self-explanatory. You can see you can see the differences from last year to this year, and the fulfillments that that have come in March. I don't know if there's any comment about that, but I wanted to get to the 800 numbers because there is a change there.
It was the first thing I noticed, that the number really doubled. And
it's and because it just came out, obviously the numbers aren't going to be there, but we did receive one, which is pretty good. I mean, it's just came out. And then I'm not sure exactly where the 6816 where that was allocated.
We do.
You do. Very good.
John does.
Okay. And I suppose we could get into that.
You want to tell everybody where that is?
That's for the Calabasas and the cable advertising down in the San Fernando Valley in Orange County.
And when did that come out?
It's just now coming out.
Okay. Well, you can see that we have some activity there.
I think a further explanation is kind of important. When the city allocated an additional $40,000 for the promotions committee specifically to do the Southern California blitz, we decided to try to do the best job of tracking that advertising as we could, and so we went out and got that second 800 number to put specifically just to those Southern California ads, so we can see how that progresses.
It makes a lot of sense because obviously the way that they are 800 number company tracks it, we can see exactly the activity where. I mean, it's a great idea, and I'm sure next month we'll see larger numbers from it.
I was kind of curious, John. Here we are doing a Southern California blitz. That's the only place this new 800 number is showing, and yet we got a call from Northern and a call from Central Valley. Do you have any clue on that? Are these people subscribing to Calabasas Magazine that live in Fresno?
It could be.
Or it just traveled on somebody's suitcase,
Or visitors, somebody's visitors.
Or your relatives, you're visiting right. people down there and you saw it and took it
well,
back.
Well, Calabasas does go into a lot of different lodging, upscale lodging properties, too, so they could have been staying at a hotel on their way and grabbed the magazine.
Cool. I just like that idea, though, that's farther reaching. That's a good idea right there, that it tells you that even though we're down in Southern California, we're reaching other areas. And
It's the same concept with a lot of the magazines and how they are picked up and then travel to all these different locations. It makes a lot of sense, and I think we're going to be able to track that even more as time goes on. I like the idea with the three different 800 numbers. It makes a lot of sense. Any comments about anything before I get into the activities of what's going on with the Chamber? Gosh, where do I start? The mixer. And then, of course, it goes on Friday night. I think they're pouring tomorrow between 4 and 7. Great wineries that are going to be there, as I understand. Ortman is one of them. Happens to be a personal friend of mine, and he is pouring some great wines. So if you wanted to try something different, that's Friday, and then, of course, the auction, I believe, is on Saturday. Golly. we'll start with what's going on. As Heather mentioned, we have the Kite Festival. We have the Morro Bay Celebrate Parade, celebrating Morro Bay Parade coming up on the 28th, Saturday morning, at 10 o'clock. That starts everything off. I think it's an exciting kickoff. We're certainly happy to and glad that you are participating in it because that just enhances everything. It just makes it such a full day. And then, of course, at 11:30, that ends at 11 o'clock. Is that right? About an hour? At 11:30, we are honored to have the Salinan people to do a drum chant to kick off our kite festival. They will actually be chanting along the way. We'll make a human chain, if you will, following all the way through the kite festival to the commencement area. They will do a chant, blessing good weather and a great turnout, and we're certainly looking forward to that. At 12 o'clock, we will have a paraglider fly-in. Hopefully we can get a banner on it. It just depends on the winds. He'll be flying in, and that will actually kick it off. We have 10 acts, from large kites to ballet to kite fighting. It'll be a full day of events. We'll have some music. It's just really an exciting event. We're hoping that a lot of people will just come on in from the large kites. We'll have the large kites up about 100 to 200 feet. You'll be able to see them just about anywhere, so it'll draw them in. And this will be the first annual. We don't know what to expect. It could be 200. It could be 2,000. We'll see how it all works out.
Where's it going to be?
It is at the Rock parking lot. Actually, the kites are going to be flying north of the parking lot on the beach, and it probably won't go too far into the beach because we want everything to stay fairly close. We have some great vendors, great food, a lot of activity. It should be a really, really fun day. It's call the chamber at 772-4467. I'll get you an application to participate in that golf tournament. It's only $55. We'll have some. It'll certainly benefit the local community. We will put most of the money into a charity that we'll designate after the tournament. And of course, that's the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th for the car show. The following weekend is the Jazz Festival, and it's we're adding blues this year. It's Jazz and Blues Rocks Morro Bay. It will be at 714 in Barcadero. That is the parking lot across the street from Roses. Should be very, very exciting. We have the Cuesta College jazz band that will start off about 2 o'clock, actually 2:30 to 3:30. And then we have Aja Vu, which is a Steely Dan tribute band that Steely Dan says they really don't want to play with them because they sound as good, if not better, than they do. So it should be really, really interesting to hear that type of music. I don't think you're going to be able to sit down with this band. I had the opportunity to listen to them. And then our headliner is Marcia Ball, who is actually world-renowned, has been nominated for Blues Awards. And she'll be honoring our stage at 5:30 to 7. Tickets will be available at the Morro Bay Chamber. They're $15. I'd like to thank John Sergefrey and his agency, Tom Jones Agency, for helping us with the poster. Here is actually the poster. And it is, as you can see, pops right out at you. And these will be out everywhere that we can get them out. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. What else? We also have another China trip in order. It's I believe the dates we secured is November 13th. We'll be back on the 22nd, just before Thanksgiving. It'll be at $1,399, that's the price, and it's all inclusive. It'll be all transportation, air, bus, everything, meals, a tip, everything is included with this. I take that back, it's a $25 tip. Spaces will be limited. But as I understand, it will be going up next year. So if you wanted to experience China, and I have to tell you, it's the most incredible. So many things, I just have to cut it here because I could go on for a long time.
I just wanted to mention the fireman's muster the first week in June. So you get about a two-week breather, and we're coming right back with
the first, second, and third, I believe, 3 days. So you can see that we, as well as the community and other organizations, are stepping up and trying to pull in tourism. We're doing it with events. We also have a lot of activities that we co-sponsor. I believe the total is about 14 in addition to these special events that the Chambers either is sponsoring or co-sponsoring. So you should see our office. It is absolutely crazy with the addition of these events. It brings an extra.
Have you got enough buttons on hand?
We have some buttons on hand. We'll order them. They're very quick. This company, 3 days, will have them.
So with all these events coming up, one would think.
It's a good idea to have them. You bet, David. You bet.
The other thing I think is interesting, and this is empirical only, but I know at one of the business meetings at Rose's Landing when I attended maybe 2 months ago, a question had come up. What would the presence of live music on the Embarcadero do? Someone had suggested maybe it was Melody to Merritt or something, giving it a San Francisco kind of feeling or something like that. And I think with the festival being located on the Embarcadero rather than, I know they were originally planned out to have it down at the Rock or something like that.
Tidelands Park was
the
original location.
Yeah, would be curious to see if empirically, just by that, does it, how do the restaurateurs feel about it? How does it work? Because it's not like having rock acts that you would have during the Harbor Fest. It is sort of, I don't want to call it jazz, it's not background music. I play the saxophone. I love jazz. But the idea of this kind of music playing as an ambience to the Embarcadero, I know that maybe it was Melody suggested a canned music or piped music or something like that. I'll be curious to.
Yeah, we are too. And we also have another event coming up in September, September 22nd, same location. So it's a great test to find out how the Embarcadero business people are going to receive this. I hope they embrace it for what it's meant, is to draw people and bring them into our town. It seems like the best location that we could come up with. We are ending the concert at 7 o'clock, so there'll be hopefully hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming out of that event and walking down the streets and visiting all of the establishments there.
Thank you. And John, I just as tie into that, you know, there's so much of this colorful stuff coming up. I don't know how much, again, we'll get to that, I guess, in your report, but we've not had a kite festival before.
Who would like to participate in inserting their information in our new insert? Notably the news, just call me again at the chamber. Very reasonable as far as putting in an insert with this.
This is your classy version of Slow Flyers?
This is much better than their version, of course. Very subtle but effective.
All right, thank you.
And Mary Hay from Hay Printing actually designed it and printed it for us, which is great.
All right, thank you for that report. Yeah, busy, fun month. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us. Well, the wind is going to be great for the kites. I mean, then we got on tap.
Well,
right,
unless
now
it's 40-mile-an-hour gusts, then we're going to be losing kiters into the air. That's what's going to happen. But it should be fine.
This would mean we move along now. We have the budget report. Return to that. And I know, you know, from typically from the past, we just take a look and see where we are, which is that the remaining balances do indicate getting near the end of the cycle. And this is where the numbers crunching part, any input would be welcome. But they do this separate from, of course, John's budget, which is the one that I understand better that shows where we are. But
well, I think that the value of John's is just a little bit more current. Because by the time the billing cycle comes around for the city and they get checks issued, we're a little bit behind. And so John can, you know, we kind of defer to John to kind of to give us a more current picture of where we are.
Any more?
One more. But as there appears to be, at least the numbers are in the positive, and it doesn't show any.
Quite a bit behind, though. It only shows 33%.
Yeah, and spent, and that's why.
Nearly two thirds.
Well, I think what the thing is, though, is what John's report shows is what's been actually committed or encumbered. which we don't show on the official budget with the city. We don't show encumbrances. In other words, we've contracted for things that we haven't really yet spent the money for, but John shows that in his report, which is, that's what makes it a little bit more accurate, as opposed to the cities on a cash basis, so they only show it when the money's spent.
Right.
And was that accurate, Bob?
Yes.
Still, it's only a...
Yes, it was. Thanks. Good morning, by the way.
And I was take a look at, well, it's here. I think it's kind of a little bit confused,
Bob,
with the paperwork
that,
here. But the other thing that goes with that, of course, is the TOT, before I guess we get to John's. And
substantially higher. Business has really picked up for those 2 months, and even in the restaurant business, the restaurants are doing, much better compared to last year. So I really look forward to seeing some numbers bounce in the next couple of months with regards to the tax.
So then we'll move on. John, we have your budget before us. We'll
okay.
move to that.
It's basically as was mentioned, we're coming to the close of our year, and we've usually, how it works out is a lot of the planning that we have to do is before we sometimes even have the 07 rates, so we always sort of guesstimate what it's going to be. Sometimes we're lower, sometimes we're higher, but normally it works out. And as you can see, a good example of that is in our print, where we have an extra $200, considering the amount of money we spent, which is well over $40,000. We came pretty close. And that's really how we do it. Right about this time, we do kind of an audit. We go through and we look and make sure that we're on track, leaving some money on the table just so we have some money for emergencies. And so we're pretty much done with our web activity. I would say this year we pretty much maxed out our web maintenance and design budget, because we did a whole brand new website and have been fulfilling that as we've gone along. And our website's become much more active with trying to keep it very current, placing new activities on, and which is again what we had hoped to do. That was our goal. We have a little bit remaining in the fire sale budget and a little bit remaining in the PR budget, but the PR budget, what I've done since we did have some budget there, is really that's kind of what's being able to fulfill to help the chamber along with the events and doing posters and doing sending out press releases, because it really is a PR effort. And we still have a little bit of balance left to do that and carry us through for the events that are coming up. We're also in the process, in the PR side, sending out an additional 50 press kits. These are into our list because editors change, information changes. We're updating all the calendar of events in those press kits. And so those, we'll have one more hit of those before we sort of take a sabbatical for the summer, so we'll be able to get some more coverage. And pretty much everything else is on target, the broadcast. As you'll see at the bottom, we did add the additional $40,000 that the council appropriated to do the Calabasas and Orange County effort to reach a more upscale audience, and that's all been placed, and we should start seeing the fruits of that labor pretty soon.
Imagine magazine, but has that $3,800 does represent that total billing amount, mm-hmm. so we're done with all of that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I basically just, since the next time we meet, all of this would be done. I just wanted to give you kind of a full picture, because
okay.
it is committed. As Ed mentioned, it's already encumbered. It's spent. We couldn't cancel it now, even if we tried, because
right.
it's basically already at the magazine, ready to run.
So the only thing that we have, I mean, obviously we have the $4,800 available, and the PR is going to be spent, but we do have that $2,000 that we could play with if we wanted trophies or whatever.
Yeah, I think as long as I wouldn't spend the whole $2,000 just because there'll still be other things, adjustments. I mean, I always leave a little bit of money
right.
just so we, and I think it's, I don't even know how many years it's been, but I think close to 9, we've never gone over budget. And one way to do that, because we add a lot of things as we go along, so it's important to kind of keep track as we're doing it. I mean, that's fine. That's why we have a fire sale budget, but I usually try to keep pretty, leave a little bit on the table till the very end. So if something does come up, like I think David's idea of doing the filming of these events, we should definitely look at that. It wouldn't be expensive, and that's sort of golden. I mean, when we update our DVD, or if we want to put video on the
clips
website,
on the website is what I'm thinking.
We have to wait till next year to do it again, and we have, it's great that we have just all these things back to back, including the car show. Wouldn't be a bad idea to get fresh footage of that as well, because that's sort of dated too.
What happens if we don't spend all of our money? Do we get to keep that for next year? I just thought I would ask.
I'm sure glad she asked that question.
And I guess that's another part of what and Bob will, I think, probably support me on this. We don't leave a whole lot on the table either. It usually...
Good. That's what we want it to be. But
because we know we're not going to keep it. So
I had a question for Bob. And the official city budget, the additional $40,000 isn't there. How are you keeping track of that separate amount of money?
You mean the mid-year ad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
it will show up at the year end when she closes out the books. And,
okay.
And of course, your expenditures will show up.
Okay.
So it'll balance out.
Okay.
All right. So that is our advertising report. A quick question, and I in our packets, and I don't know if Bob knows how these ended up here. There's this. Everyone got this cool cities thing. Does anyone know who put it there or why? I have like the kind of people we see in our ad campaign that only you show up in the still photographs, like the couple having dinner and the two golfers and stuff like that. In 15-second flash animation clips on the web, actually putting voices behind what are the still photographs might be part of also what could be grabbed if a camera crew spent a day or two doing that. Is just something that... And I suppose, since we don't know... I must admit I was confused when it said cool cities. I thought this was the Sierra Club plan for dealing with global warming in small towns, but... because they really do have a cool cities program, which Morro Bay has actually signed on to. The city council signed on to it. So I thought that's what this was going to be, but it's not. By cool, they meant, and it should have been in italics, like cool. So we will discuss that later. But anyway, I was just thinking relative to advertising. I don't know, would this be the time to discuss plans for media coverage and things like that? Is it part of the advertising report? Or?
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I think that
since Heather did bring up the money issue of it and how to spend it,
looking at the budget, what's remaining, I think we have enough funds to maybe send somebody out, just shoot footage of the events, because that's pretty easily done. But if I think that it would be, that's very appropriate, and I think it's a good idea to look at what setting goals and budgeting for next year, because that could definitely be a part of what would encompass the website. You know, part of that budget for the website could go toward doing these testimonials, which I think is a good idea. And I think they could actually not only necessarily be stills, but we could just film somebody and have pop those in throughout the website.
John, have you ventured into TripAdvisor?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can pull testimonials off of those from people who have left reviews about visiting Morro Bay.
Right.
There's several on there about Morro Bay, not just about the hotels or whatever that they had. So it's a good place to pull. We do for our website.
And there's that'll be another thing that I'll bring up as we approach next year. I've been contacted by TripAdvisor, and there's ways to buy some of those things,
okay,
too.
So oh, cool.
It's pretty interesting. And I think that, not to get too far ahead as far as next year's planning, but as we get more and more, I think more and more web activity is probably going to be the key. You know, I think that it's just, that's where people are going to fulfill their travel needs. And
John, if we were to send camera crews out to film the upcoming events, they can take still photographs out of that, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And fortifying our PR kit, too.
But Dean Sullivan from Sullivan Studios is actually taking it upon himself to get a plane and taking an aerial photo of the kite festival.
Wow.
So that should be pretty spectacular to see it from the air. So I'd love the idea of taking photos and certainly videos, because next year I'd like to have the chamber, you know, do some its own advertising and use this within on some of the cable spots. So they always ask about that video that we have it. It'd be great for us and to the city.
Do we need to make it sort of an official thing that somehow out of the fire sale money John has authorized to make a motion to capture some video of these moving events to use on the video, or is that left to his discretion? I don't know if we
No, I would guess that, in my opinion, the fire sale money, the contingency money that we have available, we would want to allocate that as a committee.
Do you have a recommendation, John, as to the amount that we should allocate to get that accomplished?
Well, if we're going to do, it would require the person to come out, you know, obviously different dates, different times. I would say if we did I'm just guessing, but I would say probably like $700, $600 to $700 would probably cover just the shooting. We wouldn't edit it yet because we're just getting the footage, so.
Could we make a motion? I would like to make a motion that we allocate no more than $800 dedicated toward filming the upcoming events of the next month and a half.
Yeah.
And do we want to leave those events to John's discretion, or would we like to tell him which events we want filmed?
I think you should add the Kite Festival, the Jazz Festival, and the car show specifically to your motion.
I would like to add the car show, the Kite Festival, and the Jazz Festival. Did I say the right three?
Yeah.
To the motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. Does not AGP film the car show?
And I think we have AGP present.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. AGP video. Yes, we do film the cruise event, and we do capture it in a variety of different mediums, and we'd be happy to share with John. As far as the process, the Kite Festival and such, we'll probably also shoot some footage as well. But there are some aspects of some beta cameras and such that I think could be better served in John's okay. field. But we'll be happy. We will be shooting, and we'll be happy.
You know, I'm just looking at getting just the shots themselves to back up a voiceover.
Okay.
If we wanted to have AGP do that.
Yes, we'll put what they call the Bob factor into play. During the car show, during the cruise night, most of the people that drive in the car show are very familiar with me jumping right up into their window, asking them how they're enjoying it. And actually, I'm looking for a new catchphrase for the car show this year. I always have everybody yell out "Cruising Morro Bay," but if you come up with a great cool catchphrase for me, I'll be happy to implement that as well.
You're on, David.
But I think that if you guys could do that, and keep in mind when you do it, if it's for this purpose, you know, little sound bites are great.
Absolutely.
In other words, if they accomplish what they need to say in 15 seconds,
absolutely.
Because a lot of times if they're just talking, it's hard to pull out that essence, and it's also nice for them to say Morro Bay first. Because it may be a standalone, you know, it needs that support. But whatever you can do, it's hard to get people when they're live to
truly,
coach
truly.
Them. But if we have that part of it, then that could serve as some of the testimonial.
Yes. I was thinking more not if you could use it solely fine, but not in place of maybe to supplement mm-hmm. what you might do also.
Right.
So if you wanted to have somebody in addition to Bob doing it, that would be okay too. But I thought we might be able to save some dollars by using what they shoot because they're there anyway.
Yeah, I think it's
oh, we'll
really
be happy to charge John for it. So
it's really two different things. I mean, I think it would be better to have, if you were going to pick between the two, is have the background footage, then we can put a voiceover to that. But if they can fill the void,
actually, I like
some stuff we can use. That's great.
Yeah, I like the idea. If you go for the heavily stylized, because your guy has a beta cam, perhaps, or digibeta or something like that, and gets those look, and then the sort of in-your-face, sort of bouncy, handheld kind of
right.
MTV look sort of stuff to intercut with that.
Hopefully, what this footage would do, and it's the same person actually that shot the DVD footage, it would complement that. So that's one other good reason. So we can actually, you know, as we have our events, which there's an event section, you know, we can put in the nice live footage rather than staging something like we've done in the past. I mean, that's even true for the, you know, for the Kite Festival. I mean, next year we'll actually have a picture of the kites here.
That would be great.
Well, so in that case, Ed, does that answer your
concept? Yeah, it does. So we can use both then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as what I understand for AGP's purposes, we are going to go cover the kite show, and as a normal routine of that, we go and interview people that are running the kites, people that are organizing. You know, just like the car show, we get a lot of footage as far as that goes. But
well, if you could coordinate with the agency and
we certainly
share
will.
Share your films with them, and
we'd be happy to.
John can take what he needs from them.
We've always had a great relationship, long time.
Absolutely,
very cooperative.
And also, could we add, I mean, Heather had stated that it was for the, let's see, we had the car show, hang on, the Jazz Festival, the car show, the Kite Festival, And if
jazz.
Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we're doing the month of... Do we have... How's our volume of Art in the Park footage at the moment? As long as we're looking at the month of May, pretty much.
I don't really think we have much as far as that goes. We have probably stills, but I don't think there's any footage.
All right, well, as long as we're looking, why don't we make this one-month window from, like, the essentially the, what, 29th, 28th of April to the 28th, 29th, which I think is Memorial Day weekend, is the Art in the Park. And so we say there's this May window or this one-month window in which to get these major events in Morro Bay.
So would include the Fireman's Muster and
ooh,
the parade?
Which is how, who has a calendar and can look at how far? Memorial Day weekend can sometimes be like the 23rd and sometimes be like the 30th. Does anyone?
You want to change your estimate?
Oh, wait, I have a...
Yeah, I think if we do, certainly we can do all these events, but I think you're going to need to spend more money because each time is a separate shoot.
I guess it's my opinion that Art in the Park has been around since I was a child. Not saying that we don't want to pull tourists in to go to it, but I mean, I feel like if there's one event that's very well established in this community, it's Art in the Park. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
I guess it's my opinion that I don't necessarily feel like we need footage of that.
And the same with the Fireman's Muster for the moment. I would just assume, you know, what we're talking about is what are we going to use this footage for? And I think that to that end, these really cutesy events, mm-hmm. Real attractive events, should be our focus because of what we intend to use the footage for. So I'd like to see us just stay with those three events
All right, well, that's good. That gives a two-week window. Then that's more or less what you're going between the Kite Festival and the Jazz Festival.
Well, and I think too that, and it's certainly not to say that these other events are important, but the key is to embrace. And I think I said this a long time ago when we talked about promotion and doing events is to, and I don't know what the magic number is, but you know it's better to do five really great events and support them with PR and budget and everything else than try to do 30. Because what happens is it gets so diluted you can't support them.
Well, I really disagree with you because if we had 365 mid-state fairs here in Morro Bay, I'd want every one of them talked about. And I think that what you're going to find in the future, if this kicks off, this Fireman's Muster, for example, is going to be huge.
Well, my point is that if you had 365 mid-state fairs, you wouldn't be able to. You don't have enough money to advertise them.
Sure you would, because they'd be bringing so much money into this city that we would, you know, that, oh, Bob disagrees, but that's okay. They'd be bringing so much money into this city and businesses would be thriving here with all these events and all these people coming to town that you could just walk out to the city's new money tree and pick money off of it for promotion of these events. That being said, But I think we ought to stay with the things that Heather made the motion about.
Yeah, so it stands now an $800 budget to get us video archiving footage of the minimum of these three major events in Morro Bay from the middle to end of April. Any further comments?
That's going to come out of the fire sale?
Yes.
Don't we have some other things
on the budget too, like the California Welcome Center?
The trophies for the car show?
Yeah, you know, and things like that on our agenda today?
Yes.
Are we going to have enough money to cover all this that we're talking about?
My suggestion was going to be, as we get to the California Welcome Centers, to put that in next year's budget, because I think you are running out. I think this one makes sense to do now, because this opportunity to film these events is going to be a year from now.
We've only got three slots left.
Well, we can talk about it. I mean, again, there's probably, you know, we're getting real close, but I mean, we could spend all the money today and then that would be that. So.
You need to do something.
Can we call for the question?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Actually, then perhaps can we, would the thing to be to do, can we hold this till actually these other...
You need to vote or have the maker of the motion withdraw it. That's Robert's rules of order.
Well, in that case, then we have had no further comments, so we have the motion standing, and if you care to read the motion back.
What I have is you're authorizing $800 to video spring events, which are the car show, the kites, and the jazz and blues festival.
How much do we have left in dollars in this fund?
As I look at it, you have a couple thousand dollars left.
The motion.
And you're planning on using the monies that we have, we're going to talk about in next year's budget that we want to talk about today. Is that correct?
No, I mean, that's...
Because I just want to get a feeling of point to say yes or no.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, you need to either have a vote on this or have the maker of the motion withdraw it.
Well, that, which, and the motion can be brought back at a later at a later time.
Okay. I guess I'll withdraw it until we have further discussion of the other items on the agenda.
Does the second concur?
No.
Okay.
Well, then you need to vote.
Okay. Then we will hold a vote at the motion as it stands. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed?
Aye.
All right, well then, that motion passes. All right, but now we move on. John, anything further in your advertising agency report?
Yes. Wanted to cover the website statistics. And as you can see, we're. I thought it would be interesting to look at kind of how we look for the year. And you can see that it's a trend that I'm sure everybody would understand. I mean, we sort of start out a little slower in the wintertime as we peak in the summer. We start heading downwards as we get into the wintertime, and then we start ramping back up in the spring. That's that top graph. And if you look at the bottom graph, this is a picture of where we're at today. April looks low only because we haven't obviously concluded April yet. So I'm sure April will surpass March. There's just a steady climb, as you saw with the above one. The good news is that from January through March of 06, we averaged about 12,485 visits. And in January and through March of 07, we're up to 15,289. So we're about 3,000 over from last year as far as web activity. And also, I think the other, if you go to the next page, some interesting statistics, total sessions, 49,000. One of the things that you can look at this is, so far this year, the morrobay.org website has had almost 50,000 unique visitors, not hits, but actually people who visited and perused
the site. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to note, too, that as you look at website statistics, and like any statistics, they can be manipulated one way or the other to make it look good or bad. But the true statistic to look at is that about close to 5 minutes in length of up to 6 minutes, people are looking through the site. That's actually a pretty long time. So people are actually going through and spending the time to not just go onto the homepage and leave. They're actually going throughout the site. Another good statistic is that the most popular web page is one we added new, and that's really pretty unique too. When you have a brand new feature on a website, usually takes a while for people to find it, but the plan a trip section is the number one activity that they look at. And then follow that, which has always been true, is lodging and dining, and then right underneath that is search accommodations. So if we're really looking to fulfill TOT, what we've got them doing is, it's obvious that they're coming, the main reason they're coming is they first want to plan their trip, and then the second thing they're doing is they're looking to where they're going to stay and where they're going to eat. And then the fourth category is our city, and the fifth category that they go to most is calendar of events. And as far as the referrals to morrobay.org, 30% come from Yahoo, 30% from Google, 4% from Yahoo. And then there's some other smaller ones. But so that represents then the majority are still typing in morrobay.org, which I think does help substantiate the advertising effort, because there's no other way they would find that other than being familiar with it or seeing it in an ad. And then newsletter statistics, our own database, we're averaging about 20 a sign up a month. And we're already at 14 in April, and that's only half of the month, so it looks like we're climbing there as well. We're sending out an email newsletter to the LA Times, and that will cover both. It'll be to talk about coming to Morro Bay in general, but it also targets the Jazz Festival and the Kite Festival, and that's coming out actually yesterday, what came out, so that blast hit. And that also gives us usually about 150 to 200 signups for the newsletter. So we'll increase our list. Right now we have over 5,500 names on that database, and I think we talked about that in the last meeting. So from a website standpoint, there's a couple of those. We're doing really well, I think, and I think with the new site, you know, that went through some wrinkles and some hiccups along the way, which I think is pretty, it happens, but overall, the website looks like it's proving to be our main vehicle. Are there any questions on the website? Because I have some other things.
Questions?
I wanted to, we talked about coastal living, and I think I'll go ahead and just put this up here.
By the way, you got upstaged a couple weeks ago at Rose's. That has been, I guess it's been out for a week or so, and a couple weeks, and so Janice actually brought a copy of it to the business forum, and we didn't get to read the article, but it was, go ahead.
Great. Well, this is, and I, you know, I'm happy to say that this is a direct result. A lot of PR that occurs, you'd like to take credit for it, but you really can't sometimes because there's editors that drive through town. I mean, there's sometimes it's just, it comes unsolicited, but this actually was a result of us sending a press kit to Coastal Living. And one of the things that intrigued them was our destination guide, because I think it helped to sell the fact that there was a lot here and a lot of beauty here. And again, you never really know what somebody's going to pick up on. Coastal Living could have done everything from living here to travel, but they really centered in on bird watching. And this is the full page open to the article. And then if you go on to the next page, page after the advertisement, there's a whole, you know, there's a travel list covered. There's editorial about the city, and it predominantly the emphasis is on bird watching, but it does talk about visiting here. And then there's a couple subsequent pages that follow that. That actually, one of them that's real nice is how do you get here, and contact information on our website's there in the 800 number. And I just did a quick look to see what a full page would cost in Coastal Living, and it's $48,000. So we really, if you looked at this, even though it's sort of fragmented out, we've got at least two pages worth of coverage, so you could anticipate that if you really wanted to look at what we had to buy this, it would be close to $100,000 in exposure. So it's now that shows the rates for Coastal Living, $48,600 for a full page. And it reaches over 500,000 readers nationally.
And this is a result, they receive the packet with the DVD. And
right. And, you know, I think I probably would have been, well, I'm still thrilled with this article, but I was really even hoping for more, because we sent them like six photographs, and all had to have photo credits, and they were very, you know, clear on making everything work properly. First they said it was going to be March, and I actually take this magazine. I didn't see anything in March, so I thought we might have got bumped, but we did get the story in April. I wanted to share also Calabasas Magazine. As I mentioned, that this story actually was going to be regarding Pismo Beach. And when we placed our ads with them, we were able to talk them into kind of doing a whole Central Coast story where they did Pismo, they did Morro Bay, and they did a little snippet of Avila Beach. So this is the face, this is Pismo's ad. And then if you look at the next page, this is the title, Escape to the Central Coast. And it talks about just a short 2.5 hours from north of San Fernando Valley, a world apart from Los Angeles, the perfect place to unwind and enjoy three inviting seaside communities in San Luis Obispo County. And then if you go to the next page, is our ad. And then if you show the page on the left, there's kind of a, and this is typical of a magazine, although, you know, I would love to have our editorial right next to our ad. And I mean, they kind of mix it up a little bit, but as you can see, we have Morro Bay's calendar of events in which we talk about the car show, the kite festival, the jazz festival, and other ones that we took, you know, 4th of July. And then there's the Pismo Lighthouse Suites ad that they sold. I didn't have anything to do with that, but the magazine went around and tried to sell some ads. And then if you go to the next page, again, there's our nice little editorial on Morro Bay and talking about all the different activities, the fishing, and that's, so it's a good four-page editorial to support Ariat. And granted, we have to share it with, you know, a few other communities, but I think in one sense, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, it actually is a benefit, I think, because instead of getting one couple paragraphs of editorial to support us, we got a whole four-page Central Coast getaway section.
And we definitely got our share, it looks like, so
yeah,
of coverage.
I can't read the content because I didn't read the magazine, but did they make enough of a differentiation what Morro Bay offers?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, Pismo, just because of the nature of what, you know, it talked about the off-roading aspects, and Morro Bay focused more on the nature and the beauty of the town. And with Avila, you know, they really received kind of the lesser of it, but talked about it being, you know, sort of a brand new community with the oil spill and everything. So, but Bob, if you want to give me that, I'll just pass that around. Everybody can take a look at it. Thank you.
And their circulation number again, you said, was?
This is about 45,000. And one of the things that they're in the process of doing, which is probably smart, is they're slowly going to transition out of Calabasas, and it's going to be called Statement. And I think one of the reasons for that is that the publication really hits almost all of Thousand Oaks, pretty much throughout the whole San Fernando Valley, so it's not just the city of Calabasas. But as you look through it, you'll see that that the targeting of the upscale audience is definitely there with the types of ads that you see throughout the magazine. And moving on from there, I'll talk a little bit about what Peter talked about. And you put that one up, thanks. These are posters of the Kite Festival, and I'll just pass these around. And what we tried to do here with, as I mentioned, because we had some budget in the PR budget, is really to try to assist the chamber in getting out the word on these activities, because we really see this as a good PR vehicle as well. So this is the poster. And we have some available for you all today. If you wanted to take some back and put them in your businesses, that'd be great.
Can I ask a question real quick, John? I've had one of these up in our lobby for like a week and a half. Is this the same? This seems more substantial for some reason. Is this different than what I've got?
Well, we had to put out a poster. So Mary Hay from Hay Printing put a Kite poster out before this. Same information's there, though.
But this seems bigger. Am I right? Is this same deal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what John produced, and it's really.
We had one version that we did, kind of a preliminary version that didn't have the sponsors on it. So that's one thing that's different about this, is that all the sponsors are listed.
Oh, okay.
And then
well, I'll put this one up then.
And then the jazz posters coming around. And we will be making a change on this one because of the venue change. But I just wanted to go ahead and bring it to the committee so you can see the artwork and kind of what we're doing. And
these are really nice.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
Well, what worked out nicely is that we're able to stretch the dollars because we're already doing this creative for the ads, because we have an ad running in Imagine Magazine and also Bakersfield Life. And also I mentioned about the email in the newsletter, or the email for the LA Times. And so the creative's already, you know, we're working on the creative for the ad, so it was a nice transition to keep the campaign and go ahead and provide some fulfillment for the chamber in a reasonable level.
Pete, are these going to be some of the kites?
Pete?
The kites, sorry. On the poster, are they going to be some of the ones that we're going to have? Or
I'm not sure exactly. It looks like, as I understand, the octopus may be one of them. And there's a centipede. I think one of the very first giant kites will be there, which is a wine bottle. I mean, it's pretty neat, actually.
Yeah,
it spins.
I think this photograph was provided by some of the professional kite flyers that are coming. This was what they provided, so hopefully they'll be bringing these kites. But again, this is a good example of, like, why next year be nice to have, you know, when actually have the event.
Exactly.
This is all you can do when you don't have any. It's a good example of what you need to come up with when you don't have the actual event.
I mean, in some ways, it almost looks a little bit like it's sort of Macy's Thanksgiving Parade West.
You cannot imagine the hugeness of these kites. I mean, we had a photo when we went up to Berkeley. Six of us were in the mouth of it, and we looked like little kids. Imagine 100 to 120-foot kites in the air suspended up there all day long. It's the huge billboard. And I guess what we actually should do, we should probably have signage, I guess, directing people into the from Highway 1 to find out where the kites is. I mean, that's probably something that we should get on. Come to think about it.
John, I have a question on this logo at the bottom of both posters. What is the circle of excellence?
I think Peter can address that.
That is because of the number of events that the Chamber is putting on, we created for the four events, the kite, the jazz, 4th of July, and the avocado, a circle of excellence. And these are businesses that recognize the need for some additional funds, and they put up some money for the privilege to be branded as part of these organizations.
Other businesses join this now?
Absolutely. There's actually limited room. We're going to only put five more businesses in there, so we have the opportunity to have that. And if you missed one of the events, it's okay because they do come around the following year, and you will be included with that.
And John, have we got the way you had reporters stationed on the tall ships, Tribune, and I mean KCOY, KSBY?
Right. We've sent out press releases regarding all the events, and hopefully we'll get our due.
Anything
That's
else?
All I had.
Did you want to?
I was going to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To
yes.
This, yeah.
The coupon guide. Bob? I think you all have a copy of that, and I believe this went out. About a week ago, I think, is what I've been hearing. And
last Thursday.
Okay. And as you can see, we were predominant on the cover. And then from the cover, they direct us over to a banner ad that's inside the publication that surrounds the various offers that the participating hotels and restaurants have done. And this gives us a nice billboard effect, you know, throughout the whole distribution.
If I could, just to give you a little bit of an update, one of the things that I'll be doing as a result of this is I'm going to be tracking with all 11, there's 11 advertisers in this issue from Morro Bay, and I'll be tracking the number of coupons that they take in as a result of this deal. I did speak with John Solo, who owns the Days Inn, and he has an ad. He hasn't typically advertised in this, but he did because of this issue. And I talked to him day before yesterday, and he said that he will have a count because he's tracking it. But he says he's already received several coupons that have come in. So. While some of these are natural, I just think that having Morro Bay on the cover is, and I'll be able to track because we've been doing this for years, so I'll see what impact this month has had because of this issue as opposed to previous years that were, you know, showing Utah instead of Morro Bay. But I just think it, John, you did a wonderful job working with them and getting this on there. And I mean, there's literally hundreds of thousands of these distributed in four different states. So all of them have Morro Bay on the cover.
Well, they're flying off the shelf at the visitor center. Honestly, we're halfway through the stack already, and we just got them just a couple of days ago.
I'll keep my eye out. I have to drive to Northern California on Friday, and, you know, given the amount of coffee I consume, that's one rest stop every 100 miles. I did drive back from Sacramento and Fresno the other day on the 5, and I stopped in the Kettleman City and a bunch of places. I hadn't seen it out yet. That's why I was getting nervous. They only had, as Heather said, the green covered one, the alternative one. So hopefully by Friday we'll be seeing these.
Well, I think that the real value, and I know we've had this discussion, you know, quite a few times, but is the billboard effect of being on the cover, and I think it's going to be real helpful for us.
Now, we can track the phone calls. Is there a way But there's no real way to track people who just go directly to morrobay.org from this?
Other than just, you know, as an increase in, you know, I'm hoping that we see a substantial increase in our website activity with the Calabasas effort, this. I mean, again, we're coming into the time where we want to continue to see that peak, which it has been doing. I mean, and again, it's not necessarily, as much as I'd like to say, it's all the advertising, it's also demand. I mean, as we get into the, you know, spring and summer months, the demand increases. But if we get people going to the website, that's really our goal, because that's where they're becoming fulfilled now, as well as calling the visitor center.
I guess I just want to remind everybody the nature and the purpose of this magazine to begin with. Don't expect to see a lot of phone calls. This is not that kind of a publication. This is people on the road traveling, and they pick this up, and or they come into Morro Bay and they grab it. But what you need to understand is it may not see an immediate pickup in the web statistics either, because of the fact that, you know, these are the traveling public in their car stopping at McDonald's at Santanella on I-5 and grabbing this thing and then hopefully making say, hey, let's go over there. I can tell you who uses this magazine a lot, and that's foreign visitors.
It's coupon driven.
It's absolutely coupon driven. Yeah. And what the industry calls them FIT, foreign individual travelers. And those are people who have landed in Los Angeles, rented a car, and are driving to San Francisco or vice versa. And really, a lot of our business we see is those foreign travelers. So I think that the ultimate measurement is going to be letting you know how many coupons we actually were able to collect. And remember, this is a two-month deal, so we're going to be doing it this month and next month. So I'll be, you know, trying to track that for the group and for the city.
I noticed they took the date off the book on the cover.
Yes.
That's their new.
The coupons still expire at the end of May.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the next month, then you'll see, yeah. What they tried to do was not give, because of the lag time in distribution, they tried not to outdate them before they got the new ones on there. So.
But I believe, Ed, you've stated in the past that hotel owners have a very liberal policy of continuing to accept coupons beyond the expiration date, or they don't?
No, because most of us continue to advertise in the magazine.
Oh, okay, so it's always ongoing.
Right, and I think that I can't tell you who's in here that wasn't in here last month specifically. I believe when we first were talking about this, there were not 7 or 9 participating properties in Morro Bay that were already in the magazine, and this month are the 11. So there are a couple additional, and maybe some different ones from what had been in the past. But I'm happy to see that they were able to sell a couple more businesses and being involved in this. So,
John,
that's pretty much all I had. I still have information on the info board, but we can do that when you get to that.
Okay. Well, then we move on from advertising to the public relations subcommittee report. The public relations subcommittee did not meet last month. I don't know if there's any agenda type item driving a need to meet in this coming month as an ad hoc committee. Anyone on that committee? Okay. Website committee, I believe one of the upcoming unfinished businesses is not to select representatives for that website committee, so we'll deal with that when we get there. Moving to unfinished business, discussion of the banner ads, which has continued from last month. Anything from the chamber on banner ads?
Well, only at Billy Clayton is still working on putting them onto the website and getting that promoted. But we haven't gone beyond that.
But I guess the reason that this is even on the promotions committee is watching it is because I'm of the understanding that there's a potential that where it says Morro Bay Kite Festival, is this the banner ads that the chamber is looking at going to be deeper into the website than what we're seeing on the homepage?
I believe it's going to be a combination of this committee and the chamber to kind of figure out how to deal with that front page and the right-hand side. Where the quotations are on each of the pages is where the banner ads will be placed. right there.
So I guess that I'm very concerned about having the homepage of the website go by the way of ads for, you know, a local tire store because they purchased a banner ad. It doesn't belong on the homepage of the website. And I know that, you know, I just hope that we're, because of the amount of work that the promotions committee and therefore the city has put into building this website, I hope we get a chance to, you know, have some discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not just going to throw it up there and, well, there it is. It'll certainly be up for discussion. Certainly the first page. Beyond that, then we'll put our banner ads on.
Well, if there's any way when you guys come up with a list of where you want to sell banner ads, if you guys bring that list to us and say, this is where we'd like to sell them, then at least we could take a look and say, oh, that's probably not what we think is appropriate or whatever. You know, just so we have a chance to look at it, right, Ned?
I think it should. I would like to see when the idea comes that Billy, in this case, would get together with the website subcommittee and let them, you know, hash it out and then come back.
That is
John's involved in that.
That is his plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, to me, the biggest thing, in my personal opinion, beyond the homepage, I don't think that there are too many places where I don't think it's great to have ads, but I do think that we've worked really hard to make the website very appealing, and I just feel like if people see an ad right out the gate, that it just kind of turns them off a little bit. So
it's up for discussion.
Who is anyone soliciting businesses for these ads?
No, we're actually working on the Chamber store, and
because Heather's idea of having a target list of appropriate businesses might be one to consider before you go out and ask people to advertise, let's have a target list of those businesses we feel that are appropriate.
And I think that Peter's saying is that when they finally get the creative idea of how to do this, then they'll come with us before they're ever out soliciting.
Yeah, we're experimenting now on another page that we have that to see, because I don't like the permanent ad where it's just there. It has to be done. Well, if you look at another website, another chamber, and the way they have thrown a logo on there, it just doesn't fit. It just didn't fit at all, and it was really, I hate to use the word offensive, but it just wasn't appropriate for that front page because it didn't blend with anything. There's a couple of like NIT has a great concept of their banner ads. It's very soft and subtle, and it just blends into something tastefully, and then it comes back out, and then it blends into another ad, and there's four ads, I guess. It's a minute and a change every 15 seconds, and I love the idea. I don't know how complicated that would be to do, but it's very soft, and it's appropriate, and it works. So that's what Billy and I are kind of looking at, and blending them in and out, instead of something permanent.
All right. Any other discussion on that? So something will be brought before the committee when you've got something sketched out.
Honestly, it's just been so crazy doing these things. It's been put on hold. The Chamber store and this concept will be brought forth probably, honestly, won't be until June.
Should we, I suggest we pull this from the agenda and not have it as a unfinished business, and then let the visitor center bring it back to us when there's something to talk about.
Can we make a motion to?
I don't think we need to make a motion.
Pull it from the agenda.
It was unfinished. Now it's finished.
Okay. All right. well, then it does bring us to the similar related subject, which is the update on the getaway video. Wasn't that, I believe, last left at a determination needed to be made as to similar to this thing, where and how.
Well, if I remember correctly, we really had some question as a promotion committee on whether or not it was going to be appropriate on our website, and I think what we had discussed was something that a disclaimer at the beginning of the...
Well, the idea that the advertising would have to come at the end, or the plug would have to come at the end of the clip, and the impression we got was, well, it can be done, but I think we're waiting to hear back that it was Heather's concern going to be done that way.
I think there's still question about that. I haven't met with Greg, but on basically a few conversations on the phone, I think
we're probably going to have to hold off on that until I have a face-to-face with Greg, and it's a matter of finding that opportunity to do so.
I was under the understanding as well that the promotions committee had said, okay, with these caveats, you can go ahead and do it, and you have our blessing, but now it needed to go to the chamber board and have their blessing.
Right.
And it hasn't gotten that.
There was some question about that.
Okay.
And we will end the discussion soon.
Okay. As I recall it, I think that, because I was pretty adamant about suggesting to the committee that you had the commercials come at the end. And I got the impression that that was still something Greg really needed to decide, whether that was going to be viable for him to even do it or not. And then I think you had some reservations, too, to say, hey, this is not a done deal with the chamber. We still got to figure out whether we even want to do it.
Right.
And so it's sort of up in the air. I don't think we really gave any direction one way or the other.
No.
Sort of
it was really an ambiguous thing, and we didn't know. I know how I feel, but it's not my sole decision. So the board is going to put their input in, and when that happens, you know, we'll put our opinion in, and then the final decision is going to have to be up to the promotions.
Both of these things are intertwined. And when you talk about the banner ads on the homepage and the getaway, they're all the same, you know. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, actually, the gateway ad will be on the homepage. Will it not?
There will be an icon.
Right.
Well, that was another recommendation that I had that you'd not do.
Yeah,
because I don't think it should be on there.
I got the feeling that Greg
got a non-commercial
just,
DVD that people can watch first.
I got the feeling that Greg felt that putting the ad at the end was not as saleable to his advertisers as he would like it. And I don't know that he was as favorable toward doing that. He said he could do it, but I don't think he really wanted to.
I'd like to see this tabled and taken off the agenda and allowed to come back when there's some discussion.
That's a motion, yeah.
Determination.
That would be a motion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it would be. I'd like to make a motion we table this.
And I will second that motion. Any discussion? All right, we take a vote on that motion to table the getaway video discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
And if I could just add one thing, I think that as we get to, you know, looking at next year, it's really, I think Bill made a good point, it's sort of a broader topic between the promotions committee and the chamber is the commercialization. And I don't mean this in a negative way, but the commercialization of the website and how that's going to take place, because it's really, they do intersect with each other, and how, I mean, I think it can work, but it's just going to have to be discussed.
All right. Speaking of next year's or current budget, discussion of the information boards at the airport and the Welcome Center in Pismo Beach.
I'd like to make a motion that we continue this item and look at it in the next year's budget.
The info board in Pismo has only three slots left. Now, what the limit, you know, when those leases are up, I don't know, but there's only three spots available.
It's annual.
Did they give you a, because all I have is like, they were trying to sell us like eight spaces, you know, so we would have a big predominant place on the board as I looked at what I have for rates. Did they give you what one cell would be?
No. The only thing I had, people I talked to was with the state of California, not with Info.
Oh, okay. Because I think as I look at it, I mean, it looks like it's pretty nominal to do like a, you know, 8.5 by 11 piece, and if I can show you what that looks like. I mean, we would have the budget to do that. At least we would have some presence there. I had it here a moment ago.
Let me see if I understand. What would be, is it rotating on an annual basis? In other words,
it's a contract. It's an annual contract.
It's just like a little mini billboard, basically. And this is how, actually, that's Pier 39, but that's basically how it would look. I mean, that's, it's a board with, you know, it's similar to what you see in the airport, you know, at a hotel. And as I looked at it, I mean, they were saying that the prices they were giving me were like $4,700, but that was for eight spaces. So, you know, if you divide that, I mean, I don't know if that's what a true figure would be, but I would imagine it's probably about $100 a year to have a small, you know, square there. But again, I don't know whether that's going to be effective. I mean, I was looking at it more as a bigger picture, where we would take, you know, maybe even co-op this and have some participating hotels and then have like a similar to what we did with the coupon guide and have a bigger presence.
John, aren't those mostly used for individual operations, individual properties, not mass groups? I mean, are there any other advertisers that are advertising directional types of places?
Any destinations? Like a,
destinations, yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Can you zoom in, Bob, please? I think I see the Morro Rock there. My eyes are really bad. Who are we on the right side, far right?
That's that poster part of the...
It's an ad.
Who is that?
That's just a mock-up.
But that would be, that is that the eight space sized thing that you were...
That's if they're giving us the example, it could look like that.
Right, but would you call that the eight space size one?
Yes.
Is that it?
Right.
I think I'll second Ed's motion.
Thank you.
There are two, three, four.
Wait, any discussion? Now we have discussion, okay.
Four lodges, there are four motels listed in Morro Bay on that down there in Pismo. Ed, what kind of response do you get out of that board down there?
Zero.
Zero. But our artwork just, we just contracted. My personal deal was I wanted to stay a part of the two Morro Bay info boards that are here and have been here, the one at the Flying Dutchman. The one at the Flying Dutchman and the one at the Visitor Center. So when I've been doing that I think since they came to town. And so, but this year I was offered to be at Pier 39 and at the Welcome Center it was really peanuts. And so I said sure. So I was doing that, not counting on anything from. I thought it was kind of cool to be in San Francisco, but I wasn't really counting on anything specific for either one. It was just part of my continued support of the two info boards that are here. I have had no response, but that's okay because it's relatively new for me. Being there, and I don't object to Morro Bay having a placement in that because it's a neat thing and it is an official California Welcome Center. My thing was I didn't want to spend the money in this current year, and if we lose it, then we lose it. I don't think it's that important to do right this moment, and so that's why I wanted to put it off into the next year.
There is one other thing we could probably do too, and I can't speak for them, but it's not Pismo's Welcome Center; it's the state of California. So, if we again, and we probably need to budget this for next year, but did a rack card, which we actually have a rack card done. I mean, we could probably just reprint that and have that placed there. That might even be more effective, and I don't see any reason why that couldn't take place because, again, it's not, and I'm sure Pismo wouldn't, not that they make the call, but, I mean, it's at the Pismo Outlet Center, and it's a state visitor's guide, so, you know, there are places there with certified folders that we can place these.
And it is actually the outlet people who are controlling that info board. So it's their outlet center, not Pismo, the city of Pismo Beach. They don't have anything to do with this.
No.
So this is the state of California's contractor or whoever.
Right.
And it's I think the outlet center bid. They actually bid to have the Welcome Center at their outlet center.
Right.
So.
Right. And but you go through certified folders. They're the one. They're a company that distributes. They also place ads like in Budget Travel and Travel and Leisure. But they also do fulfillment for rack cards. So that may be something, and that may be even another, you know, more effective way to be in the California Welcome Center with a rack card.
So we have a motion current to move this to next year's budget discussion. Any further comment on that? All right, then the motion to move it to next year's budget, this placing of the advertising at the Visitor Center or the Welcome Center, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? All right. So this will be next year budget discussion.
And there is one that, you know, just opened up in Oxnard as well. I mean, there's going to be a state Visitor Center there that I think just opened up like last week. And that may be another part of, as we look out of the box, of what we want to do new and different. You know, maybe a part of that is to do something with certified folders to where we get placement in some of these visitors, you know, centers. And
you know, I don't know. You know, we used to contract with certified folder a long, long, long time ago. And I think we just, for whatever reason, we just kind of went in a different direction. But I think it would be something to consider, especially when you look locally at the certified folder displays here and see all the different destinations and attractions that are in there. It might be a good place for a rack card for us.
Seems like they're a pretty squared away company.
Yeah, they are.
Been around
a long time.
I had a question. Whatever happened to our, I guess when they remodeled Gaviota, did that opportunity go away? Remember we used to have a...
I don't know. It's been a long time since I was down there. I don't know if those information boards are still there or not.
Next time I go through Santa Barbara, I'll have to look.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is Bill has brought this whole little flyer back or brochure about all the different locations. I mean, I just always feel hesitant to advertise so close to Morro Bay because I get concerned that people are in Pismo because that's where they chose to go and that they aren't going to be choosing to come to Morro Bay. I almost feel like it would be better to be further away bringing people into the county, but I don't know.
Well, the offset to the opposite of that or another side to that, Heather, is the fact that the reason that that Welcome Center is where it is because it's on the 101 corridor.
Right.
And it's such a huge draw potentially for people just driving up the highway.
That's a good point.
And, you know, if we have a possibility of yanking them off onto one and convincing them to go up, you know, to Big Sur or whatever.
And there's going to be, because I actually saw the signage because I'm on the Planning Commission, they're going to put a lot of signage. Caltrans is in the process of putting a lot of signage on the freeway directing them to the California Welcome Center. So.
Okay.
It'll get traffic, and they're going to be in some international signage as well, so people internationally, you know, that are driving. But I think there is other opportunities. Like you said, San Francisco would be, you know, a Pier 39 would be certainly one to look at.
The more places you advertising ties in, the bigger the discount. And there's also a flat panel display where you can buy advertising for up to 60-second spots. And the flat panel display was really pretty nice.
But
I don't know if you'd want to do it there, but there are other, you know, you've got 13 different locations to do it in.
That's what they have now. The info board has put those in or putting those in everywhere.
Yeah.
They're in the process of doing that. And I think the ones here in Morro Bay already have flat screens. I'm not sure if they...
Runs 24 hours a day. It's very effective.
Well, the tying on that, then, all the more reason to have kites fluttering in the breeze and this footage, because if flat panel is going to be the way of the future, it's about motion, not static. So,
right.
Well, I think also, too, and not to get off to the subject, but we talked about the trade shows and maybe, you know, looking at next year having the ability to show some video there. That would be, you know, keeping that DVD up to date in that way.
You know, we have one more trade show that we're attending in May 19th and 20th.
Sunset,
that's right. That's right, it's a big one.
And where's that located, held?
I believe it's Menlo Park.
Yeah,
it's in Menlo Bay Area.
I've been there, it's very fun.
Yeah, it's outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's all tinted, it's just really upscale feeling, and
that's
really
a fun
nice.
Show.
It really is a fun
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
All right, then moving on, and a related consideration of Community Promotions Committee supporting the Art Can project with a sponsorship of one trash container. Now, we had a presentation last month, and I had that out. What I was looking for, and I can't seem to find in her presentation, was the budget on it.
$1,000.
Was it $1,000? I'm looking for the thing.
I would like to make a motion that we ask John in his preparation for next year, although it's not a media thing, I guess, but to incorporate the sponsorship of one trash container out of next year's budget, sponsored by the Community Promotions Committee.
Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
These trash cans that are going to be around, sponsored by, is there going to be identification on them, who sponsors
yes.
them?
Yes, yes.
And are there going to be other businesses in the community that are going to be solicited for these sponsorships?
Yes.
And how many are there going to be altogether?
Well, that's the initial. That's the initial. But there's, I don't know, 50?
Yeah.
There's a lot of trash.
More than 20 anyway.
Yeah, more than 20.
Do we have a choice of where the location is?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you act
all
now.
My questions are being answered very well. Thank you.
So the motion has been seconded to place this as an item in next year's budget for John Sorgen Fry to implement. Heather?
And the motion is that we consider placing this or that
no.
we will place
we
this?
Will.
I still have another question about regarding the artwork itself. That's taken care of by the Art Association.
Morbid Beautiful.
So Morbid Beautiful. So we have no say in what goes on the camp.
That's not true.
They'll submit a plan to us.
How do we get to see what goes on the camp?
Well, if we commit to sponsoring the can, mm-hmm. they will come to us okay. as a sponsor.
There was a limit as to what they were going to allow to be advertised.
Yes.
It was going to be birds or
kites.
Yeah,
kites.
Well, I think you should
request. This must have been all taken up at last month's meeting, which I wasn't at. That's why I'm asking all these questions.
You might want to request, and I don't know whether it would work for them or not artistically, but you might want to have Discover Your Better Nature on that can.
That would be
great. Well, here's a sample that was included in the packet from last year, our last meeting. And I don't know if you get a look on that. There you go. There it is, and it's a letter of intent, and it describes what the artist would like to do, and that was typical of
so
what they would submit.
So if the artist, we have no input on the creativity, saying, as John says, to put Discover Your Better Nature on it? Or
yes, we do. I would ask them.
And that by spending $1,000 on something that's here, that it's not really, I don't know.
The reason that I'm wanted to see us do this was because of things that I know that John has convinced me of over the years, and that's one of the things. It's one thing to bring people here. It's another thing to fulfill the promise that we offer them to bring them here, and that's from a clean place to visit, from keeping the parking lots and the parks clean to whatever. I mean, if they don't enjoy themselves, once they're here, what's the purpose of bringing them here to begin with? And so I thought that, and especially after seeing the one container that they've already done down at the chessboard, it's spectacular. And I just thought, what a neat way to help keep this going for them and for us. And it's just kind of trying to beef up the infrastructure of what we offer people when they come. And that was, why. And plus, we have the ability to do that now that we've never had before as a promotions committee when we were, we've been freed up to do some of these community things that,
Actually, if you received in our packets that can small towns be cool, if you're good, one of their many things about it had to do with actively pursue the artistic and cultural development of the city. And that was one of their main features was that kind of, I don't want to call it branding or signage, that sounds crass, but aesthetic.
Well,
enhancement.
If I may, I could offer something maybe this way, because I understand Heather's point, but I think that maybe one way to rationalize this, I don't know if that's the right word, but it would make sense to me that they're it could actually come out of the PR budget, because they're actually creating a PR opportunity for us, because this is something that, as it moves along, I mean, you can actually create earned advertising out of that, because it's creating a positive story about a city, just like what she's just, David's brought a lot of those to us, where cities have sort of, found some unique way to promote themselves, and I think that this campaign will do that, and I think as they go along, and I agree, I mean, the one that they did is fabulous. It's gorgeous. I just got an email showing the picture of it, and I think it's definitely a story that can be told, especially as it moves along, and this is something we could do on the website, too.
Mm-hmm. It's like the flower beds that you see along the sidewalks. I mean, Morro Bay Beautiful does it that as well. I mean, make them look beautiful. I mean, it's amazing the difference that shrubbery and flowers do. And
outside, the trash receptacles inside of it. So
now you're getting the
an enclosure.
Enclosure. There you go.
Artistic enclosure.
Artistic.
We will now move to the selection of representatives for the website subcommittee. Any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Bill.
I'm the only carryover, and I'll volunteer.
And that's why I will nominate Bill. He is our institutional memory.
Who's on the committee right now?
Well, Kathy, and the reason we didn't do this last month was because both, I think, Ed and Kathy were gone, so.
I wasn't gone.
No, you weren't gone.
Oh.
Kathleen was gone.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So I nominate Bill to return to the committee. Are there any other nominations?
I think, too, that, Ed, I think that you did get bumped out of the PR subcommittee.
Okay. I don't know that much about the website. I mean, I know how to work a computer, but I'm not that literate in programming or knowing how to work a website.
Because we can only have three people on each subcommittee, right?
Correct. That's,
and we've already got three on the PR now.
Well, you know, Ed, I mean, because I know you from when we used to work together, you know advertising, you know promotion, and that's really, we have technical guys to do the other stuff, but I think you would be valuable.
I think more important,
You know how to sell things and you know how to promote it, and I think that's really all the website.
Okay.
And the decisions like the ones involving the use of ads and banners and things, there's a philosophical discussion as important as a technical key punching.
I feel I'm
discussion.
Being sold.
Would you like to nominate?
I didn't say which direction.
I would like to nominate Ed Krovitz to be part of the website subcommittee.
All right, we have two nominations, Ed and Bill.
How about Kathleen?
Well, Kathleen, interest in
Yes, definitely,
Weber?
Yeah.
All right. I will nominate Kathleen for the web subcommittee. So we take a vote. We have three members nominated. All in favor of those three members, Bill Stafford, Ed Krovitz, and Kathleen Albach for the web subcommittee. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We now have a web subcommittee. And then a new business item. As we heard earlier today from Ken Vesterfeld, the car show is looking for someone to sponsor a trophy. The trophy is budgeted at $25. No, I'd say in honor of specific, or
I think the trophies, as I've seen them in the past, are all the same trophy, and then it just says who it's from.
Oh.
But
it gives a date. If you want,
and I don't know if you want, we are allowed, if you want to, you can actually go pick who you want to get the trophy if you wanted to do that. Now what?
I'm sorry. They stopped doing that last year.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
They have judges that go around. And
So I was wondering if there was a category we could pick to award, like most colorful, most creative. I don't know how that actually works.
I don't either.
And I was thinking if there was something that could work to our advantage in picking an award.
I think these are primarily participation trophies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that everybody gets a trophy.
I got you.
And then there are other trophies that the best car or the best, or whatever, something like that. But I think what they're looking for is just a participation plaque or trophy that they can give to every.
I just think maybe there
so
was.
So they need 500 and some odd trophy.
I just think maybe someone, that one car that did manage to airbrush that beautiful paint job of Morro Rock on both doors, on the front and right doors, but that would be the best one to have, but I guess we don't get that. All right, so the motion stands to any further discussion.
I was just wondering whether we could ask the car show if they could create a category, the best car that promotes Morro Bay, as you said, with the rock on the doors, or a car that is designed to promote Morro Bay, and maybe one of our trophies could be designated to go to that particular car and create that category.
A car that best incorporates the spirit that is Morro Bay.
Something like that.
That would be a matter, I think, for a separate negotiation with the car show people.
I agree. I think it's a great idea. I think we could take that up with those folks and just kind of make some suggestions that way. But
and that gives us a PR photograph of some sort to be used at some
story
point.
Goes out on that.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Sure.
I'm not sure who seconded the motion.
I believe it was we had Ed and then seconded Ed. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's call the question then.
All right. The Community Promotions Committee will sponsor 10 car show trophies at $25 apiece for a total of $250, I guess, coming out of the fire sale.
So,
budget.
I just have a question, and I don't mind doing it. So, I should just write them a check and bill the city? I mean, that's probably because I don't think.
Or we could write it directly.
Okay. However you want to do it. I mean, I'd be happy to. if they need the, you know, the money right away, I can write a check and then I just bill the city. Tell you what, I'll make it an even 300. I'll do a couple.
I'd like to say that they'll take orders from anybody,
yeah,
individuals or whoever. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to do it themselves.
Would there be an I Love Tourist car?
There we go. From yeah. All right. Well, then, so Ed, you'll bring this to Ken Vesterbell's attention. All right. Discussion of new ideas. Well, I'm wondering if this is where this mysterious packet that appeared in our agenda kit
secret shopper
comes in. The can small towns be cool? Question: has anyone had a chance to give it any thorough study or consideration?
It was a webinar, I believe is the term, that occurred about 3 days ago or maybe a week ago, and several on the city staff participated. There were a number of ideas. It was mostly small cities in the Midwest doing various things. There were some pretty good ideas in there.
Isn't this what Bridget emailed?
Yeah, that's
the promotion.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So everybody was notified of the presentation, and the city paid the money and then voted invited everybody to the community center because they had a one. It was kind of cool because it's like there's your co-op thing without the co-op. The city paid for the fee and then invited everybody to participate.
Yeah, and I saw it and I was going to go, and when it said Cool Cities, I said, well, I've already went to this Sierra Club thing on Cool Cities, and I literally thought this was about climate change, so my mistake. Would we want to put it down for possible consideration as a future agenda item that we review this report, and if anyone would like to bring up particular ideas for implementation at a future meeting?
I was going to offer that the new idea might be to just randomly put things in your packet in the future, as maybe that's the creative thing here.
Yeah. Well, then it would be like a Christmas stocking every month.
Well, maybe to this end, David, maybe we could get one of the well, they could do that, or maybe we could get we could talk to Betty or one of the council people who attended this and maybe get a little report from them, or if there's some direction. Bob, have you heard of any direction that the city wanted to
The council hasn't had any after discussion and. At least two of them were there for part of it.
Right.
I'm not sure who was there for all of it or whatever, but there was just a series of ideas that I would say roughly ring up in the area of economic development.
Under discussion of new ideas to carry over, anyone taking the time to review the report and summarize or briefly present a particular item of interest from this report that they feel is possibly adaptable or at least worth getting out to the Morro Bay community.
Well, why don't we agendize it? I mean, you don't need a motion to agenda.
Sure.
If you want it on the agenda, put it on the agenda, and we can talk about it. In the meantime, I'll have a conversation with Janice or Betty, and I know a couple of those folks were there, and just see what their take up was on it, and if it's something that should be moved over to what's going on right now with a review of the 2020 document. This may end up playing a role. You know, this project may play a role in that, and then come back to the promotions committee in the future in some different form.
Okay, so we can put that under as an agenda item under discussion of new ideas, updated review of Cool Cities program and implementation.
I had one sort of new idea that I was going to, but I think it's appropriate for next year, and I know Peter needs more events to promote, so just kidding. But actually, Phil May, who does a lot of our writing, who you've met before and actually lives in Morro Bay, had this idea, and I think it's something to think about. And it would be similar to the Bird Festival, but it would be for photography, and have like a photography festival, and where you would actually have photographers come here, and there would be, you know, workshops, and there would be, you know, certain guided places where they could pick wildlife photos as well as nature photos, because as I mentioned earlier, we have, you know, an abundance of great photographers here, retired and professional, and also our mayor is into photography, and so it's a nice fit in that sense as well. But that's a very upscale group of people. It would create a PR story, but it would also create an opportunity to get people to come and, you know, stay here for a couple of day period. And again, it's it takes some thought and how we would do it and everything. But we have, I think what you need whenever you have something like this is a base to start with. And I think that I'm comfortable in that knowing the people that are here, we have this incredible base. You know, you've got people that have really high credentials that could run one of those workshops.
George Lepp from Los Osos, I mean, I've already seen National Popular Photography magazine. He already is advertising, but mostly they seem to focus on Montaña d'Oro. That seems to be their idea, and I'm thinking this would be bring them a few miles north as sort of a shoot the rock kind
of
a thing.
Even you know, if anybody's ever sat down with, you know, Mr. Olson and heard some of his stories, I mean, if I was an aspiring photographer in advertising, publications that you could get stories placed, and maybe
so maybe you get Janice, Bill Olson, Forrest Dowd, you know, you get half a dozen of these folks in a room and you do a little brainstorming. I it may have some, you know, definitely it's got potential, and you could do it on the heels of the bird festival. You know, when you've got those migratory birds here, weather permitting, it's spectacular as opposed to potential fog, and you know, might be a good time. You know,
a winter sunset that is a day that's not foggy is one of the, I mean, that is your prime photo.
Do you want to get on that, Peter?
Right away. I actually think it's a fabulous idea. I can see this working into a huge, just like the bird festival. There's so many people with cameras out there, and certainly what you've described, there's very talented and nationally known photographers here. I mean, I think it'd be easy to get an active committee started, and they
maybe
could
one
run
of the
with
more
it.
Easy ones to put together committee wise.
I would think so. I think we'd it would it'd be challenging just to keep people, you know, to keep it organized with just a few key members of that committee. But I love it. I wouldn't mind after the next couple of events to work a little bit on that.
Well, I'll be glad to help on it too. On a side,
good. You can share it. That's great.
I think it'd be kind of a fun thing to put together. And there's some youth aspects we could, you know, put into there as well. You know, aspiring young photographers, and it's just, I think Morro Bay is the perfect spot for something like that because of the talent and the beauty here.
You have Cuesta and Cal Poly. I mean, you have. Right. You got classes and students. I mean, this could be
place where a lot of them are to the south of here would be the people from Brooks Institute in Santa Barbara, which is the closest institution.
Absolutely, David.
You could also involve the newspapers.
Yep.
Which would be cool.
Yep.
I know they can take pictures.
We're already well represented. I was in Sacramento lobbying, and I don't know how many of you have been to our Assemblyman Blakeslee's office. You've seen the walls.
Yeah.
Five out of the six photographs are beautiful colored pictures of the Morro Rock. So, at least we're visually well represented in Sacramento. Aha, we have Bob Lloyd pointing out, here's how Palm Springs is doing. And Angkor, well, of course, yes, the famous, well, the Angkor Wat is sort of the Morro Rock of, no, Southeast Asia.
Well, you know, that is an aspect I was just thinking, because I'm on the board for the film festival, and you could...
That I had scribbled on a napkin that day at the meeting, a picture of a caricature of a sort of a dandy fish with a kind of jaunty pose, kind of half out of the water with the rock in the background, and the fish has kind of got those big fish lips and those fish eyes, and sort of wearing a little captain's hat and winking, you know, and it was sort of Captain Cod says, Morro Bay, it's the fish. And maybe think of that as our button to come up with for this coming spring.
I've got something to add to that. I have a character I've actually developed on my coffee mug. Can I?
That's kind of the kind of big-eyed, big-lipped fish I was looking at. Can we get a close-up on that? No, actually, if you hold it steady, they can... Right. Now, that's a tropical fish, but if we did it in a more of a cold-water fish with the rock in the background, and,
His name is Johnny Bass, and out here in the bay there's a fish called Johnny Bass, so I took the name John E. Bass.
Cute. Well, if you could do that, we may work up a sketch for our next button.
Okay.
All right. All right, if there are no other ideas and we've future agenda items, I think we covered that, then we will declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for having made this a somewhat relatively painful first meeting, less painful than it could have been meeting.
Bob, formally, do we need a motion to adjourn?
Do we?
I don't know. You guys always do that, which sounds really official, but I noticed that the council doesn't do it, so... And they all leave, so...
do you mean the new phrases? And that's it. We're out of here.
That's right. Good job, David.
Good job, David.
Good job.